This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry spent the holiday weekend on a bus tour through Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Iowa's Governor Tom Vilsack is said to be on the short list for Kerry's vice president. Also on that list are Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt and North Carolina Senator John Edwards. NPR's Mike Pesca reports Kerry spent the weekend appealing to rural voters and keeping mum on his VP selection.
As he paraded through the streets of Cascade, Iowa, the question that every reporter was asking John Kerry was, have you made a decision on vice president? Kerry said the decision he's made is about what to have for lunch as he ran up to the crowds to shake hands.
See you, pal.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
really
you. Glad to be here
it.
With
Thank
you.
You very much.
Thank you, sir.
Next to the sidestepping senator was Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, also refusing to throw out any useful tidbits of information, though he did throw candy at reporters who questioned him about the Veep pick. Both men joined children in a game at the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa, a baseball diamond created for a Hollywood movie and now operated as a tourist attraction. Kerry fielded a soft grounder cleanly, but then double-clutched on his throw to the Iowa governor playing first base. Was this some sign of overall hesitation? The crowd, forced to read tea leaves, was left to wonder amidst the corn stalks. Later, at a barbecue in Independence, Iowa, Vilsack introduced Kerry's daughters, who in turn introduced Kerry, who then talked about values. He said he wanted to take the issue of values away from conservatives and did so in talking about policies he favors.
Earning a sufficient amount of money for a week's work to be able to pay your bills and live is a value in America, and it's a disgrace that the minimum wage is as low as it was when Harry Truman was president of the United States. We need to raise that minimum wage so work has value in this country.
Kerry's spokesperson later clarified the remark, saying that while the minimum wage under Truman was less than a dollar, in terms of value, today it's at historic lows by certain economic measures. Kerry later stopped in a bar where he had a beer, and then he spoke at a rally in Cedar Rapids, again sounding the theme of values, this time as a lesson in how to talk to your Republican friends.
If you're a conservative, if you care about responsibility and values, you remind them, there is nothing conservative in running up deficits as far as the eye can see and driving debt on our children.
An emphasis on this tour, which has taken the candidate through the cornfields and gun ranges of small-town America, is Kerry's connection to rural voters. Even though the polls say Kerry and most rural voters disagree about issues like guns and abortion, subtle changes in his usual message were evident. For instance, Kerry has repeatedly made the point that George W. Bush has presided over the loss of more jobs than any president since Herbert Hoover. But since Hoover is a son of the Hawkeye State, his message here was a little more gentle.
You know, Herbert Hoover has a mixed reputation nationally for obvious reasons. The economy was difficult. He was a great man in a lot of ways, a very accomplished man. Nevertheless, he did preside over one of the worst economies in American history. And everybody in Iowa can now rest easy because Herbert Hoover's reputation has been salvaged by George Bush, who's given us the worst economy that we've seen in years. And that is exactly what we're going to change on November 2nd.
Kerry is in another swing state, Pennsylvania, today. He's staying on his wife's family farm near Pittsburgh. The buses were left behind in the Midwest for now, but the campaign expects them to roll again. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Pittsburgh.